Okay, I've got some questions for our children. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Who here has ever worked a flashlight? Raise your hand. Maybe a flashlight like this. You ever seen one like this? Yes. Is that very bright? Is that on? Not very bright. You wouldn't want to look at it directly, but I agree. It's not very bright. Another question. What is a lumen? Have any of you ever heard of the word lumen? Lumen is a term for how the human eye perceives the brightness of light. That's what a lumen is, okay? And this little flashlight I just had probably is about 80 lumens, not very bright. Well, what if I told you that a group of men had a flashlight that was 75,000 lumens? That's a lot of lumens. That's right. So, by way of comparison, 70 headlights in a car all combined into one might approximate 75,000 lumens. The light in a football stadium, a college football stadium, just one of those lights would be a little bit more than 75,000 lumens. Now, that is a massive beam. Can we agree? Absolutely. Well, that kind of beam can come in very handy. I follow a YouTube channel of spelunkers. A YouTube channel of spelunkers. You know what a spelunker is, right, kids? What is a spelunker? It's a caver. It's someone who goes into caves and investigates caves. Who would like to do that? To go into a really cool cave. You got your headlight, things like that. You got to be very careful. There is this group of guys, and I think a couple ladies, in Kentucky. They have their own YouTube channel, and they will go around and they will find the most amazing caves you have ever seen. They have all the equipment, and they have no fear whatsoever. They will go anywhere and everywhere, and so they go to this special cave in Kentucky that they say, now they won't tell you where it is, because they don't want you to go there and rain on their parade. But they go to this cave in Kentucky, and they say it has the second largest room in the country. What is a room? A room is like the massive inner chamber of a cave. That's why they were taking that lamp that's 75,000 lumens. Like their headlights would just go up into the darkness. But when they shined that 75,000 lumen light and lit up that cave, it was incredible. The boulders all around, they look like pebbles. You had crystals shining everywhere. One of the most elegant and beautiful and grand things I've seen. That is an amazing cave. Now, our Lord Jesus, he was not born in a cave like that. The cave that Jesus was born in wasn't grand. It wouldn't take 75,000 lumens. It would take a flickering torch to light up that whole cave. Question for you. Many scholars believe that Jesus Christ was born in a cave. But do you know why that is? What is it in the text that has led some to believe that Mary gave birth to Jesus in a cave? Look at your notes here. Look at the text that was just read so well by the Varghese's. Verse 7. Luke 2, verse 7. It says, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. Her firstborn a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. So it's the combination of two words that lead many scholars to conclude that Mary gave birth to Jesus in a cave. The combination of the word in, which is not in this, that most versions say there was no room in what? The inn. But this is the NIV, and it makes it a good decision. What does it say? There was no room where? In the guest room. okay? So these homes in first century Israel, you would have a house and then you would have a guest room. Like the Lord Jesus, the upper room where he met with his disciples, that was a guest room. So what Luke is telling us is not only was there not room in the family home, there wasn't room in the guest room, which forced Joseph and Mary to go to the only place they could find, which would be a stable, a cave, okay? And that's where the manger comes into play. Now, the kids, you should know this, okay? What is a manger? It's not like an ancient cradle that was wonderful. What is a manger? Just shout it out. What'd you say, Coates? A barn? Close. You were better when you predicted 17 days till Christmas. That's all right. What do you think? Does Elizabeth Libby know, Nate? An animal trough. Elizabeth, outstanding. It's a feeding trough for animals. That is amazing. Bethlehem and its surrounding areas are rich with natural limestone caves. And we know from archaeological excavations that many of those caves also were used for stables. Why would you build an extra room in the house for animals to reside when you have all of these limestone caves in the area? You know I like history. Do you know how far back the tradition goes that places the baby Jesus in a cave? It goes all the way back to 135 AD. And Emperor Hadrian was no fan of Christendom, so he found out where local tradition had Jesus born, and it was in a cave. And so what he did to diminish Christianity and to, in a sense, insult Christians is he built a temple to Adonis over the cave. Justin Martyr in 150 AD indicated that we know where he was born, in a cave in Bethlehem. Later, when Constantine did research to find out where it was, all his research pointed to a cave, and that's where ultimately the Church of the Nativity, that you can go in today and see that cave, is. Absolutely incredible. But here's the thing that's most convincing to me. See if you agree with me. Tell me later. This is what I think puts it over the edge to say, was he born in the family home of a house or a cave? Look at Luke 2:12 in your bulletin. Go to Luke 2:12. It says, this will be a sign to you. In other words, this is how you will know where to go. This is how you'll identify the newborn Jesus, and he'll be separate and distinct from maybe other babies. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Okay? If the manger was in the home in Bethlehem, there's lots of homes in Bethlehem, how would you know which one the baby is in? How would you notice the sign if it's just in one home like others? But if you were told something unique, like it's in a manger, that would have been shocking. Animal trough. They would have known to go, in my view, to one of those caves. It was open air. If you see a family in a cave with animals, with a baby in a feeding trough, that's how you'll know. Regardless of where he was born, they laid him where? In a manger. How many times is the word mentioned in the text? Luke 2, 1 through 16. It is mentioned 3 times. Luke wants the reader to understand that the second person of the Trinity, very God of very God, took on flesh and was laid in a feeding trough for animals. Why would the King of Glory do this? Because he loves you. And he loves me. And he left the glories of heaven over 2,000 years ago and took on flesh to live for you and me and die for you and me. There's an amazing song that maybe we'll cover next year, and I'll end with this, an amazing psalm where scholars think you have a conversation within the Trinity where the second person of the Trinity says to his Father, a body you have prepared for me. And the next second, the incarnation happens. Hallelujah, my friends. What a Savior. Merry Christmas.